My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain, British Army chaplain, and college professor. The Concentration of Spiritual Energy. Save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 6:14. If you want to know the energy of God, i.e. the resurrection life of Jesus in your mortal flesh, you must brood on the tragedy of God. Cut yourself off from prying personal interest in your own spiritual symptoms and consider bare-spirited the tragedy of God. And instantly, the energy of God will be in you. Look unto me. Pay attention to the objective source, and the subjective energy will be there. We lose power if we do not concentrate on the right thing. The effect of the cross is salvation, sanctification, healing, etc. But we are not to preach any of these. We are to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The proclaiming of Jesus will do its own work. Concentrate on God's center in your preaching, and through your crowd, and though your crowd may apparently pay no attention, they can never be the same again. If I talk my own talk, it is of no more importance to you than your talk is to me. But if I talk the truth of God, you will meet it again, and so will I. We have to concentrate on the great point of spiritual energy, the cross, to keep in contact with the center where all the power lies, and the energy will be let loose. In holiness movements and spiritual experience meetings, the concentration is apt to be put on the, not on the cross of Christ, but on the effects of the cross. The feebleness of churches is being criticized today, and the criticism is justified. One reason for the feebleness is that there has not been this concentration of spiritual energy. We have not brooded enough on the tragedy of Calvary or on the meaning of redemption. We lose power if we do not concentrate on the right thing. Thus ends the reading of Oswald Chambers. Galatians 6:14. The world is crucified unto me. Hear the cross of Christ, representing the horrible death that the Savior suffered for our eternal salvation, is now the barrier by which the world is fenced off from us, and us from the world. The world means everything that is opposed to God. His kingdom and His righteousness, for those who make the cross their life and their boast, the world with all its accepted standards, values, opinions, honors, and lifestyles is no longer cherished or loved. For us, to be crucified with Christ includes our being crucified to the world. There is no sharing in the salvation and glory of the cross of Christ without turning our backs on all the earthly pleasures that draw our hearts away from Christ and His nearness.